Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. It's being brought to you this morning by Waipo Road Sailor. See them for all your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at Waipo Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At Waipo Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. Waipo Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at Waipo Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, the 2013 Tournament of Champions gets underway at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club today. We'll have coverage throughout the tournament here for you on KJN, so make sure you keep it tuned here to AM 1220, FM 101.1. Don't forget those mobile apps for both the iPhone and Android platforms, and that'll be able to allow you to listen to us on the go. And we'll have information for you on our website at KJN.com on our sports page as well. And check out, we may have some features for you on our TV section as well there online. But that gets underway this morning. First group's getting ready to tee off here pretty soon. 8:30 is first tee time here today, and then they'll be teeing off in 10-minute intervals. Then after that, throughout the rest of the morning hours, the final teeing group will be teeing off at 12:20 here this afternoon. But the field this year will include past champion and last year's champion Jason Reynolds, also Rick Carter of the Crestmore Golf Club out of Creston is the defending senior champion as well. There are three divisions this year, the championship division, the senior division, and then the super senior division this year that has been added, but just six golfers there in that division. But a lot of golfers out there, 88 total, will be competing out at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club here this weekend, and we'll have coverage of all that here for you on KJN. A report coming up here shortly from out of the course from Jim Field. In professional golf, veteran Jim Furyk and Masters champion Adam Scott share the first round lead of the 95th PGA Championship, the final major on the men's golf calendar. Both shot an opening round 565. David Hearn and Lee Westwood are tied at minus four. Tiger Woods shot an opening round 1 over par 71 with a round that featured a bogey, double bogey, and two birdies. British Open champion Phil Mickelson stumbled with a double bogey on number 18 and also shot 1 over 71. There were 35 rounds under par. The last time the PGA was played at Oak Hill, only 12 players broke par in the first round. The projected cut is at 1 over par. That would be the lowest since 2010 PGA at Whistling Straits in Wisconsin. In Major League Baseball, A.J. Ellis hit a three-run home run, and rookie Hyun-Jin Ryu pitched seven stellar innings to help the red-hot L.A. Dodgers beat the St. Louis Cardinals 5-1 last night, a game you heard here on KJN. The Dodgers have won 17 of their last 18 games on the road, with the only loss coming Tuesday to St. Louis in the second game of the four-game set. Los Angeles returns home for a six-game homestand against Tampa and the New York Mets. Ryu allowed only one earned run on five hits while striking out seven and walking one. He increased his winning percentage to .786, which is the highest winning percentage for a rookie in Dodgers history. Los Angeles spoiled the first major league start for St. Louis rookie Carlos Martinez, who was called up from AAA Memphis earlier in the day to make the start. Bruce Chinn outdueled John Lester, and the Kansas City Royals defeated the Boston Red Sox 5-1 Thursday night. The Royals won for the 16th time in 20 games since the All-Star break. The Red Sox have won a best record in the American League, lost for only the third time in 10 games. Chen, who was making his fifth start since beginning the season in the bullpen, did not allow a runner past first base until the eighth and retired 11 in a row in one stretch. He yielded five singles, walked one, and struck out two. Other scores from Major League Baseball yesterday. In the American League, Detroit over Cleveland 10-3. In the National League, it was the Mets over Colorado 2-1. Pittsburgh topped Miami 5-4 in 10 innings of play. Philadelphia beat the Cubs 12-1, and San Francisco over Milwaukee 4-1. In Pacific Coast League baseball action from yesterday, the I-Cubs defeated Fresno 2-1. Sacramento was a 6-4 winner over Omaha. In Friday's PCL games, Fresno is at Iowa and Sacramento is at Omaha. Those games get underway at 7:05 here tonight. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says it is still a three-horse race for the job of starting quarterback as the Hawkeyes get set for a new season. Jake Rudock, C.J. Beathard, and Cody Sokol have been battling for the job since the start of spring practice.
Guys are really feeling their way right now, and that's what you'd expect. And it was like that at the start of spring as well. So anytime you jump into a new phase, it's totally different than what they did in May, June, and July. So it's going to take some time, I think, and hopefully next time I meet with you a week from Saturday, we'll know a little bit more about how things are shaping up.
Ferentz says all three have performed well during the opening week of practice.
I think all three of them are really capable of throwing the football well. They have different personalities like most people do, and it's not unusual for quarterbacks. But they're all football guys, and they work well. They have a good mentality. They work at it hard. They are good with their teammates, and the big thing is going to be, you know, how they perform, you know, and that, see if there's a difference there. And right now, at least, there hasn't been. But, you know, camp's a funny thing. It really reveals a lot of things as you go along, typically.
Ferentz says the Hawks are anxious to erase the memories of last year's 4-8 record. An experienced offensive line should help Iowa run the ball more effectively. The Hawkeyes averaged 123 yards per game on the ground last season, and that ranked last in the Big Ten. Though still young, the defensive line has additional depth here this season.
We're still young. Last year we only had two seniors. This year we have one. So we're young in that regard, but certainly we're more experienced than we were a year ago, and not now we need to show that on the field on a continual, you know, consistent basis.
Iowa offensive coordinator Greg Davis says if they need to play more than one quarterback in a game to decide on a starter, they will. Rudock has the edge in terms of experience. He was James Vandenberg's backup last season. Iowa opens their season August 31st at home against Northern Illinois. One of the many issues plaguing Iowa's passing game last season was a lack of explosiveness, as it averaged only 5.8 yards per attempt. The Hawkeyes might have found major help from an unfamiliar source. The Hawkeyes, who finished 4-8 and just 2-6 in the Big Ten last season, have added one of the nation's top junior college wideouts in Damon Powell. The Hawkeyes had just 12 receptions of 30 yards or more in 2012. Powell was averaging a staggering 30 yards per grab for Snow Community College in Utah. Iowa offensive coordinator Greg Davis says Powell is fast and loves football. Davis says it's a coaching staff's duty to find ways to use Powell's skills while he adjusts to playing for the Hawkeyes. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Iowa State's Kirby Vanderkamp has earned respect nationally as one of the best punters in college football. He garnered more national respect yesterday afternoon when SI.com placed him on its second-team preseason All-America team. A native of West Des Moines, Iowa, Vanderkamp, who was an All-Big 12 first-team preseason pick, was named to the Ray Guy Award watch list last month, an award given annually to the nation's best punter. He was a semifinalist for the award a year ago. Vanderkamp, a three-time All-Big 12 pick, enters his senior season with a career 42.8 yards per punt average. That's the second-best career total in school history. But what sets Vanderkamp apart from his peers is his ability to control field position with his leg. A total 72 times in his outstanding career, he's placed a punt inside the opponent's 20-yard line, including 29 times last season. And Coach Rhodes, Paul Rhodes, said that, I think the Kirby Vanderkamp is the best punter that there is in the country. It's not just his strong leg, but also his ability to study his craft. He studies the weather and field conditions. He is one of the best I have ever been around, he said. Vanderkamp burst onto the scene in his freshman season when he averaged 45.2 yards per punt en route to freshman All-America honors. He was recently named one of six ISU co-captains for the 2013 season. And the NCAA is getting out of the jersey selling business. President Mark Emmert acknowledged that it was hypocritical for the governing body to be selling jerseys of players and other college athletes on its own website. He said it did not fit the NCAA's own model. He said all the items would be removed as soon as possible. That's a look at the latest sports here this hour on KJN Sports, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.